Good afternoon, Mountain Lions Nation. Welcome back to another episode of Lions Verse, a weekly video series here to take you behind the scenes at UCCS to get to know some of your coaches as well as some of your fellow student athletes. I'm your host, Holly Stevenson, and with me today I have Caitlin Hinkle from Women's Soccer. Caitlin, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us, this whole year has just been kind of an adjustment for a lot of people. What has been the biggest change that you've had to deal with so far this year and preparing for the fall semester?
I think for me is the classes being online. That's a big thing for me, especially being like a nursing major. I'm more of an person who likes to be in classrooms listening to the teacher's lectures. So trying to handle, you know, taking content online and, you know, doing assignments online has been kind of a big adjustment for me.
Oh, for sure. Especially as a nursing major. Have you started clinicals yet? Or like what are, because I know a lot of your learning is supposed to be hands-on. So what have you been doing in place of that then?
I haven't quite yet started doing clinicals, but I'm just my prereq classes, but those are still pretty difficult because a lot of them, especially anatomy, we still get to do our labs in person, but just content is kind of hard to take in over a computer screen. So it's just adjusting to that a little bit.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And then you guys normally have your season right now. So what are you guys doing in place of that? And what's the mentality been preparing for spring semester then as a soccer team?
So right now we're just practicing, and you know, we aren't really allowed to do games right now just because of lack of testing. So we've just been really scrimmaging each other, and in preparation for the spring, we're really just dialing in on the things we struggled with last year and to try to perfect those. So when we come into the spring, we're just a lot better team, especially on the things we had a difficult time with last season. So
sure. And what are some of those things that you guys have been working on as a team?
Definitely defending on set pieces and defending in general. We were a very good attacking team. And so I think just, fine tuning some of those pieces that we weren't super good at, especially defending wise. I think majority of our goals last season were scored on us through set pieces. So if we can really dial those in, I think we'll be a very hard team to break down.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And kind of touching base on last year, you were a freshman last year and you were coached under Sean Hudson, who is now coaching at LSU, but you were also kind of went all the way to the NCAA D2 championships.
Yeah.
So what was that experience like for you being coached by Sean Hudson, but then also being able to experience a D2 championship as a freshman?
I think it's huge having such a successful freshman year. I don't think many people get to have as good of freshman years as we had. And, you know, it sucked to see Sean go, but she was a phenomenal coach. She did such a huge thing for our program and for our team. And I think that's what helped us get us as far as it did. And playing in a championship so soon, and especially my freshman year, it's like something you can't beat.
Oh, for sure. I can't imagine the feeling, especially coming into like going from high school to college is such an adjustment for you. But then being able to compete at just a whole other level in the same.
Exactly.
Year.
Yeah, it's so cool. It was so cool.
That's great. That's awesome. So what was the transition like for you and the team going from Hudson to Coach Belzer now?
I mean, it was a little bit of adjustment because every coach has a different, you know, philosophy and coaching style. But I think JB is doing a phenomenal job with our team. And, you know, he has huge goals for us, and especially wanting to dial down on the things that we need to work on. And his mentality for us, it's huge. And I think he's been doing a great job.
Good. That's great to hear. What's his coaching style like, and how is it different from Sean's?
You know, he has a very similar coaching style to Sean. He just wants us to like get up and attack and, you know, really shut teams down. So, I mean, the philosophy is not really different. So it's, you know, it's not too hard. It's good.
Good. It sounds like it was a pretty easy transition for your team.
Oh, yeah.
Getting used to everything. Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. And then is it different for you playing fall soccer versus spring soccer? Like, is that a different approach that you yourself would take?
Not too much. I think you keep, both in the spring and the fall, you keep the same mentality. Obviously in the fall, you know, we'd be playing games. And so like practices are a little bit different. Springtime is like the time to like get in really good shape and, you know, work on more of those technical abilities and like fine tune some of the things you maybe are not, you know, super mm-hmm. good on individually. So I don't see there's like too much difference. You want to keep the same intenseness and competitiveness in both seasons.
Sure. Sounds like it just kind of flip-flopped for you this year or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Cool. Do you feel like you guys now have a little bit more time to fix the things that you wanted to fix from last year since you came from spring, basically doing, trying to fix some things, also transitioning to a new coach, mm-hmm. but now you also have the opportunity to are given more time in the fall to do that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole situation isn't ideal, but I think it played to our benefit because now we have a time to adjust to JB and, you know, get the new girls in, and it gives us time to actually work on those things. So hopefully mm-hmm. come spring, we're just a well put together team who's going to be hard to beat. So I think it's giving us a lot of time to like sit here and practice and get into shape because it has been a while since we've played in a competitive game. So sure. since November. So mm-hmm. that'll be a little bit hard, but it gives us time to, you know, build our mentality and build our competitiveness and not only be in phenomenal shape, but I think, you know, fine tune some of those pieces that we weren't so good at last season. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you kind of touched based on some of the freshmen coming in. What's it been like including them into the group and what's some of the talent that we can, the new talent that we can see on the, expect to see on the team this year?
It's, you know, it's always, you know, fun bringing in freshmen, you know, being one last year, you know, you're kind of nervous, but now being, you know, a sophomore, it's always fun to like bring them in and see what they have to offer. The freshman class, although it's kind of small this year, they have a very, you know, they're very talented technically and they're very fast. So I think that's excited, you know, they see they go through the flow of play really well. They are, you know, super crafty with the ball. So I'm excited. They have a lot of, they filled in some of those holes we kind of lost from last season. So it's nice.
That's great. That's great to hear. And what's it been like for you going from freshman to a sophomore this year? Do you feel any different as a soccer player?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Sean and Lindsay, they coached me a lot. They gave me a lot of pointers that not a lot of coaches did in my past at the club. You know, they focus on things that they realized I was struggling with. So I definitely feel as a soccer player, not only mentally, but like technically I've grown a whole lot and I can definitely this season, I can feel it. I'm a lot calmer on the ball and a lot more technical than I used to be. So it's huge. And it's, you know, especially playing at the college level, I kind of have to step it up and fine tune those skills because, you know, your playing time isn't guaranteed. So I was going out there every day trying to better myself so I can get some time on the field.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so how long have you been playing soccer then?
I've been playing since I was about 4. So quite a while. Yeah.
And how did you get into it? Was it your parents just signing you up for Little League? Was it someone giving you a soccer ball?
It was actually not my first choice of sport. I was going to play hockey, but my brother decided that's what he wanted to play. And they didn't want that competition between us about, you know, who was better and things like that. So he chose that. And so soccer kind of became the sport I got to play. And just from there, my love grew for it. And, you know, every day my dad would take me out to work on little things here and there. So
that's awesome. Well, that looks good. It seems to have all worked out for, for the better,
right?
Definitely
did. Yeah.
Good. I'm assuming your brother is the older one then.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he got to choose the sport first.
Yes, it is.
No worries. Do you still kind of dabble a little bit in hockey then or?
Sometimes my parents don't let me too much just because it is a high contact sport and they don't mean getting hurt and risking things for soccer. So
I'm sure JB is thankful for that as well.
Yeah. Yes.
No, that's great. So what brought you to UCCS then?
You know, it's really close to home. I'm kind of a homebody, so I didn't want to be too far away from the home. But besides soccer and how great of a program it was, the nursing program here is phenomenal. And I didn't, you know, couldn't really pass up if I could get that good of education fairly close to home along with a phenomenal soccer program. And it's a beautiful campus with beautiful views. It's kind of hard to beat.
For sure. It's definitely a hot spot to be in right now.
Yes, definitely.
So we'll switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about your nursing major. How did you get into that? And do you have an area of focus that you've been thinking about recently? Or are you still trying to figure that out?
I think I have. I've always been like an adrenaline junkie. So I think ER is more of the route I want to go. Just, you know, keeps you on your toes, always something different. But my choices, my family has been kind of injury prone. So we've, been in and out of the hospital a lot and seeing how, nurses kind of, treat my family members and how well it's like help their recovery process is kind of like, well, I want to do that,
Yeah.
I kind of want to help people, help them get better faster. So
yeah. That's awesome. That's a lot of fun. So do you play other sports or growing up, I should say, did you play other sports or did you just kind of specialize in soccer right off the bat?
I played basketball for a little bit, but when I got into middle school, I started coming up and playing for Pride. And, I lived in Pueblo, so it's about an hour commute one way. And so that didn't really give me much time to play any other sport. So exactly. Hit middle school, I really just focused on soccer.
Okay, cool. That's very cool. But you said your family is, you said accident prone. So do you guys do a lot of other high contact sports? Are you guys very outdoorsy?
We are extremely outdoorsy. My brother does motocross. We're just like big hikers and just, ATVs and everything. And just, we're also a very competitive family. So we just got to beat each other at something. So
sure. One
thing leads to another. Somebody gets hurt, breaks a bone,
His
just one thing or another.
Yeah, for sure. I know all about that. So is it just you and the one older brother then?
Yeah, just one sibling.
So you guys just go at it like...
Yes, really? All the time. We always have to try to beat each other at everything. Doesn't matter what it is.
Do you feel like he helped benefit you in some of your soccer training? I'm assuming that he kind of did some drills along with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Both him and my dad, I think they're kind of the foundation for my competitiveness. I always strive to go out there and, do the best I can. And, for the most part, do anything I can to either get that ball back or get it in the back of the net. But yeah, they definitely helped me a lot, either build my technical skills, my shooting abilities, just my aggressiveness. So they've been a huge help to my development as a player.
Very cool. Very cool. And you are an offensive player. Is that correct?
Yes, I play center forward.
Awesome. Was that always your position or is that something that you fell into later on in high school or in college?
That for the most part has always been the position I played. I played a little bit of midfield, but for the most part, I've always, been that striker wanting to get at the goal at the goalie. So
sounds like a fun position.
Yes, it's so much fun.
Good. Well, Caitlin, that's all the questions that I have for you. I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down and chat with us. It's been awesome getting to know you and we look forward to the coming spring season.
Awesome. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. Mountain Lions, this has been Lions Verse. Check back next week as we try to get one of the players from women's volleyball. And until then, enjoy the rest of your week.